sending chills down my spine. It didn't feel right the way they rang the bell, like they were in a rush. I didn't dare go open the door. There it was again. I swiftly cascaded down the stairs and hid beneath the sofa. I heard the door menacingly screech open and close with a loud bang. The perilous sound of tiny footsteps filled my ears and my blood went cold. I covered my eyes and ears, sure that my fate had been sealed. I heard my name being called and relief flooded my body. I rose from the bottom of the couch, only to find no one there. I frantically searched for Elon, but she was nowhere to be seen. I heard a scream, followed by the muffled sound of a laugh coming from the basement. I grabbed my flashlight and against my will, I slowly descended down the staircase into the deep, dark, and uninviting room. The distinct sound of the phone gave her position away. I sprang in front of her and roared, only to see that she was having a conversation. Before she hung up, I heard the person say she was socializing with, say, very soon. Not before long, we received another call saying, almost there. By that time, my sister was scared and she started calling the police. But by the time they answered, we got another call saying, are you ready yet? We told the police our issue and they tracked the call and the person that was calling us was. By the time the cops came, there were two bloody corpses on the ground. One was a girl.